Hi, I'm Doug Tribou. Last year, more than 600,000 people purchased a license to hunt deer in Michigan, and they took home nearly 350,000 deer, according to the Department of Natural Resources. Our new series, Mornings in Michigan, is about the sounds of morning rituals in our state. A lot of hunters get started early in the day. Michigan Radio's Lauren Talley had never been hunting before until she went out with her uncle, Stephen Sowers, in southeast Michigan last weekend.
Morning. Is Aunt Faith awake?
Huh?
Is Aunt Faith awake?
Oh, no.
It's cloudy and cold when I arrive in my Uncle Steve's driveway in Scio Township. We're both bundled up in thermal layers and hunter orange. My uncle's 68 years old and hunts just about every weekend, starting with rifle season. Now it's bow and black powder season, and today he'll be using a compound bow. I won't be using anything except my shotgun, microphone. We'll be leaving his house at about 7:30, but...
When the season first starts, it gets daylight at 6. With the snow, you can see a lot earlier than when the sun rises because it brightens everything up, so you can hunt longer.
Today, it's just the two of us, but Uncle Steve says for some people, hunting's a group activity.
Deer camp, they all meet, have their morning breakfast, coffee, whatever, and then you get out in the woods before you can see your hand. And then all of a sudden the sun comes up. And that's what's very inspiring, I think.
Uncle Steve has permission to hunt on 80 acres near his house. We grab his gear, some snacks, and a necessity, coffee, and climb onto a four-wheeler for a short ride.
I've never been on a four-wheeler before.
It's a little tight, but we'll do it.
After the ride, Uncle Steve gets his bow ready.
And it's set up to shoot almost 300 feet per second. I'm cocking it. It's in place. I have to hit the safety so it can be fired.
He keeps a couple of tree stands and 5 blinds here during the season.
Just follow this trail right to my blind. You'll see them jumping and moving because we're going to scare them a little bit if we see anything at all.
We don't. As we walk the trail, we pass the carrots and corn on the ground that Uncle Steve scattered last night. He spots some coyote tracks. It looks like they've sampled some of his bait, but there's no sign that any deer have been here. After a short walk, we arrive at the tree stand. It's about 15 feet up, and that's where Uncle Steve will be. My spot is in a blind about 50 feet away.
Okay, we'll sit for at least an hour. And you can text me if you want.
I'm in the deer blind now, which is a little tent. And Uncle Steve is up in a chair in the tree. And now we have to be quiet.
Uncle Steve got one deer earlier this year with his bow. He had it processed for burgers and chili meat. But today, we're not so lucky. We don't even see one. So we head back.
Ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Uncle Steve started hunting with his dad and brother when he was 14. In 1968, he was drafted to serve in the Army in the Vietnam War. When he came home, he didn't want to pick up a gun. And he didn't hunt again until just 6 years ago. Mornings are his favorite time to go out, and what he likes best is the quiet.
I'm kind of a loner when it comes to that. I like being where I have no other people around me and it's quiet. So, could be from my war experiences. It's just comforting, you know.
I get that, and I did enjoy the peace and quiet. But to me, hunting also means getting up super early to sit in the cold to maybe see a deer. But Uncle Steve can still enjoy a few more mornings without me. Michigan bow and muzzle loading season end on New Year's Day in most of the state. For Michigan Radio News, I'm Lauren Talley.
At MichiganRadio.org, you can find more episodes from our series, including our stories about mornings at Greenfield Village and Michigan Stadium. And while you're there, send us your suggestions about moments you'd like us to feature. We'll have more Mornings in Michigan next month.